Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Nicole Cleveland. I am your host. I'm the author of So He Cheated, Now What? And founder of Breathe Again Magazine. Now, we know Breathe Again Magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We come to you each week that you may be encouraged by our guests. We want you to know that you're not alone. The ones that we interview on this line have made it, and we want you to know that you can make it too. God is no respecter person. If he did it for them, he will definitely do it for you. We want to make sure that people are not at home suffering in secret. We don't want anyone hiding or feeling ashamed or embarrassed of the things that they've had to endure or what they may be in right now. We want them to know that there is hope in Christ and there is hope because we made it. I made it. Andrina made it. Milton made it. And so can you. And that's what we do each and every week. Make sure you visit us online, breatheagainmagazine.org. Connect with us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/breatheagainmag, and follow us on Twitter. If you have a powerful testimony, I said follow us on Twitter, didn't even give you the Twitter name. The Twitter name is @breatheagain, so we want you to follow us over there as well. Connect with us on our social pages. Let somebody know you listened to the show, you were encouraged, they should listen to it as well. And if you're listening right now and you have an encouraging story, if you have a story that you want to get out there, if you have, you know that it was nobody but God that brought you through a certain circumstance or situation, I want to interview you. Connect with us. Let us know that you want to be on the show. You want to share your victorious testimony because we want you to go from victim to victorious because that's what we're doing each and every day. So to God be the glory. Now I come to you each week with an encouraging word, something encouraging, something that I read, something that I may have posted, something that I wrote, something the Lord may have dropped in my spirit when I was in prayer or in study time with him. And today is, today's encouragement has to do with responding to other people. You're not responsible for what people do to you, but you are responsible for how you respond. And sometimes we get that twisted because we feel as though we can change how someone comes at us or we can change what they say or change how they act. The only thing that we can change or the only thing that we can react to is our reaction, how we respond. I had a situation because my life is full of situations, but I had a situation this past week where, you know, someone was doing something crazy, and I did not respond. I did not come out the side of my face. I didn't say something that I would regret later on. And they said to me, Nicole, you don't owe them anything. I would do this, 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 and this. But I have to be very careful because I carry a mantle. And I said, sweetie, let them dig their own grave. Let them get the shovel out. Let them get the dirt up and let them put themselves in the grave because that's what's going to happen because they're digging their own hole. So I don't need to fight my own battles, and I don't need to tell them this, that, and the other. And sometimes we do. Sometimes we miss it because I've missed it on many occasions. And I'm going to tell her exactly what I think. But sometimes we need to just be still, let God fight our battles, not get in the midst of it, and not go before him. And I had to do that this week. So remember, you don't have to fuss, fight, or argue. God's got your back. And he's got my back, and he's got yours too. So just remember that. When somebody is coming out the side of their neck or the side of their face at you, you don't have to respond. If you're a child of God, vengeance is not yours. God has the final say and the final authority in everything concerning you in your life. Remember that. We have to remember that because we get in the way and then we mess it up all the time. All right, that's your encouraging word for today. But today's show, let's talk about today's show. Both of today's guests are overcomers. They've been through it. They've come out. And they are on the line to share their story so that you know that you're not alone. My first guest is Andrina Watson. She is the author of On My Own Terms. And my second guest is singer Milton McLean. Now, Andrina's book, On My Own Terms, is her personal journey of being a single mom, single teen mom, and then she went from single teen mom to marital bliss, the highs and the lows. Andrina, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Nicole.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being my special guest today.
Thank you for having me. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Oh, you are more than welcome. I'm just excited that our paths cross. And I love the Internet. I love, love, love the Internet because God can put people in our paths and connect us with people that we had no idea we would be connected with. And that's how we met. We met online.
Absolutely.
And we're here now sharing your story. So to God be the glory. Andrina, tell me a little bit about who you are. I said you're an author. But who is Andrina?
Well, Andrina, I am, you know, a regular person and somebody that went through something but wasn't expecting it. And then so many big things happened in my life, you know, from this unplanned pregnancy as a teen. I didn't actually want to have children. I'm a single child with my mom. My dad moved on and he had other children, but I was raised as a single child with my mom, and I wanted to be a lawyer and I wanted to be a court stenographer, and I just had all these things that I wanted to do. I was really good in school, got really good grades, really didn't give my mom any problem, and I just made a decision one day to say, okay, and I had sex. And it wasn't the first time, I'm not here to say that, but I made that decision at that young age of 13 with the realization that things can happen, but not with the whole big picture. And so something happened that turned my life all the way around. But I'm here to tell you today that I am somebody that overcame. I am a woman who had determination. I am a successful leader. I've been in leadership for over 15 years. I've went across the country traveling for my job. I've been able to purchase my own home at a very young age as opposed to the people that I grew up with, if you would say. I was able to find a husband and go through things and actually divorce that husband and remarry that husband. So I've been through. So I am just a person that was willing to do something different with her life than the world thought I could do. And I was just a determined woman. And I just thank God that he's never taken his hand off of me.
Amen, amen. Now, let's back up a little bit. Now, you said you had sex at 13. Did you get pregnant at 13?
Yes, I actually got pregnant at 13. I had
you
my
had
daughter
your baby at 13.
I had her at 14. I got pregnant at 13, but when I gave birth, I was 14. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And how old is your, is not no baby no more, the child now?
She is 25. She is an adult. She is a productive adult out in this world doing her thing. And I'm just so proud of her. I'm so proud of her.
Oh, I love it. And I'm proud of you. You go, girl. If I could say that. I get excited when I hear stories of overcoming and to hear that you had a child at 13 and she is grown, productive, you did your thing, you really turned your life around and you kicked statistics in the teeth, because that's what I wrote on my page today. I said I was interviewing you and you were a woman that kicked statistics in the teeth, and I love that because statistics say one thing, and so many of us fall into that, well, I guess I ain't going to never be nothing, or well, mm-hmm. I guess I'm not going to go nowhere because that's mm-hmm. what they said, but you turned that thing around. So to God be the glory. I get excited for other people, and many people need to catch on to that, so I'm excited
exactly.
for you.
You're right. Thank
Tell
you so
me
much.
A little bit. I'm sorry.
I said thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now talk to me about that whole process, because that was a process. Mm-hmm. At 13 years old, when you found out you were pregnant, what was going through your mind? How did you manage?
I was in denial when I found out. I was so scared about hurting my mom. I stopped thinking about myself, and I was so concerned with, how do I tell my mother this? This is going to be so disappointing for her. How am I going to explain this to her, that her only child that she did not even know was having sex, is not only having sex, but she's pregnant. And so because I waited so long to tell my mom, there was nothing that could be done as far as ending the pregnancy. I waited literally, I was almost 6 months in the state of New Jersey. That was illegal for anything to happen as far as any abortion was concerned. I didn't know if that was what my mom was going to choose for me. At one point, my dad wanted me to give her up for adoption prior to her being born. So the family was just in turmoil. And I was just trying to hold on to say, okay, what am I going to do next? I have to have this baby. By
right.
the time I told my mother, you know, there was no other option but for me to give birth. But I never forget when my mom told me, when my dad spoke about adoption, my mother said, if we go this far, you know, my daughter's going to have this baby. If you don't want to have anything to do with us at that point, that will be fine. But we will not be giving this child up for adoption. We will have to deal with what comes next with her having this baby. And
right.
not to say that she was endorsing it, but at that point,
right.
there was no turning back. So we
Absolutely.
Had to plan together, what was life going to be? I have to become a mother.
Yeah, yeah. That's good, that's good. We've come this far, so we're going to keep on going. What about your peers and the people, adults, family members? How did they treat you, Andrina?
Well, because I was in a very small town, it was a lot of talk going on. And it was a lot of judgment placed. My immediate friends and my immediate circle, they were very supportive of me because they pretty much knew that I was always somewhat of a leader. People always came to me to talk to me, and people always felt that I was mature for my age. I had my head on right. And so my peers were, it was okay. I was one of the youngest. None of my peers had children. But of course, she's a baby having a baby. She's not going to do this, and she's not going
right.
to do that. And the assumption, you know, that maybe I was a little too fast. And, you know, it was a lot of assumptions and a lot of things said. And so I just continued to, you know, press on. I did have my teacher in school, my eighth grade teacher, she did say to me, I heard that you are pregnant on the last day of school of graduation. And I said, I am. I didn't want to lie to her. She said, well, you know what? This will not be the end of you, and this will not be the end of what you're going to do with your life and the success. So she's seen something in me then to say that you're not going to give up. You're going to, you know, deal with this issue that came up. It was a mistake maybe, and now you're going to, I'm sure, press on and have good things happen in your life. But I have a very small family, so outside of my dad and my mom, you know, I was only really relying on my mom, and the rest of my family, you know, they kind of found out after I had my baby. And at that point, everyone was acceptant, but there was a lot of judgment passed prior to me having my baby. And I'm sure during the course of me growing up with her, if you would say, of what type of mother I would turn out to be.
Right, right, right. To God be the glory. That's amazing. It's amazing, and I'm proud of you, so proud of you. In the midst of the teenage, like, were you able to be a teenager? You had to take care of your child. There's a lot of people that have children while they're teens, and they don't take care of their child. That is a fact. They give it to mm-hmm. their grandmother, give the baby to the grandmom or family members. Did you sit and you took care of the baby? You were in that house, or were you out and about?
No, I my mother made it very clear that this is your child.
Okay.
I did not ask to have another child. She said she allowed me to live at home, but she wanted me to understand the consequence and to become a mother. I had to do that. It was a choice that I made. So she would only babysit when she wanted to. She did stay home the first year so that my daughter did not have to go to an outside daycare. So she stayed home the first year. She did not work for me to go to school. I went right back to school. After my six-week checkup, I was right back in school. And at that point, I said, okay, I have to get good grades. I have to make something of myself. I'm going to have to get a summer job. And, yes, I took care of my daughter fully from day, night, waking up in the middle of the night, the feedings, the doctor appointments, the playing with her, the teaching her things, getting her to school when I did decide, you know, when she went to school, getting her to daycare, picking her up. By 11th grade, I was going to school half a day and working half a day in a work program. And so it life had to move quickly as a mother, a full-time mother.
Amen, amen. So talk to me a little bit about the book, Andreina, On My Own Terms, Why I Didn't Give Up. Why did you write it?
I wrote this book really to tell my story so that teen girls that are already in this position knew that life would not end, that you can begin to plan your life for an unplanned event. You can continue to have aspirations and goals and take the steps to get to them. Life is going to come at you. Different things was going to continue to come at me, and I knew that. But in my book, it takes you from the journey of me being a teen mom to me being a single mother to me being married to me being divorced and a single mother again to me learning how to forgive people. Because at a young age, I experienced a lot with my parents and just different things that I didn't necessarily agree with. And you're just going through that the teen years, and I just had such a hardcore shell of different things that I experienced that no one could cross me. I held a grudge. My book talks about, because you have teens now that are so angry, you don't have to be angry with the world. And when I realized really the key factor in this book as well is that God was always with me. God was always guiding me, and he was opening doors, you know, for me to do so much. When I realized that, I had to say, I am too blessed to be this angry. I am too blessed, you know, to hold grudges against people. He's doing so much for me and has done and will do that. How much more can I do to my fellow person? It is okay. I don't have to be their best friend if I forgive them. I don't have to have them in my life if I forgive them. And so my book talks about that. It talks about me just setting goals and reaching those goals. The things that I still wanted to do in my life, I was able to do them and accomplish them. You know, it talks about planning to help prevent, you know, pregnancy. You can say no. It talks about the reasons why young girls might be saying yes, and it's okay to say no and how to cherish your body and how to I have one unplanned pregnancy. We don't have to have two and three, and I can get my life back in order. And so my book is really to motivate you, inspire you, and encourage you to know that you're not alone. You can achieve, you can get through, and it will get bright again. Trust me when I tell you. Hello?
Where mommy at, yo?